Kevin, when are you going to forgive yourself?
Rachel, I messed up.
Gracie, don't you think you should talk to your mom?
My mom? But you told me not to.
Olivia, keep your voice down, remember? Professional?
Oh, don't you professional me.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Have you ever felt distracted? If you have, you might know just how Gracie feels in today's episode. In our last episode of this season called Keep Watch, Gracie felt sure, positive, that her parents were getting back together. Instead, she learned that they're getting divorced. Brianna also let a big family secret slip. Or did she? Could John Harris really have a twin brother? Could Gracie and Judah have an uncle that they've never heard of? Well, that would be a big family secret if it's true. Gracie will recruit someone to help her find out. We'll join Gracie on her caper, but first, let's travel far from Discovery Mountain and see what the strangers that we met last episode are doing. Oh, and if you've ever felt distracted, listen for the verse that Mrs. Lee shares. It's a great way to exercise your faith. Here we go with today's episode called Distraction.
Evan, grab the Labradoodle before she gets away.
Lord, it couldn't be time now, could it?
Oh, Evan!
Huh? Oh, Rachel, what?
Grab the Labradoodle.
The lab? Come here, you. You're not going to escape today. So you thought you'd escape Miss Rachel's dog training class, did you? Oh, you are a cutie. Hey, you didn't have to slobber all over my cheek. So I guess we're friends now, huh? Come on back to class.
Oh, Evan, you got her. Thank you.
Here's your little runaway.
Oh, thanks. All right. Let's try this again, people. Dog owners, practice what I showed you.
Sorry, Rach. I was a little distracted.
Well, you caught him. But, Evan, you are not much help to me if you're distracted.
I know.
You're still thinking about the ad?
The ad? Sort of. I'm thinking about why I can't answer the ad. You know, family history stuff.
Evan, when are you going to forgive yourself?
Rachel, I messed up.
But you miss them. And I'm sure that they miss you too.
They've long forgotten about me. It's been 20 years.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
No?
No. Evan, we're good at running businesses together. You've been successful at everything we've tried. You would be perfect to take over the...
Oh. Whoa! Hey there, buddy. No more runaways.
I've got him. Come on now. Get back to your owner. You are supposed to sit, not sprint.
You know, Rachel, you're great with these dogs. And you've got a great head for business, too. I'm glad that I found you.
Evan, you didn't find me.
No?
Nope. God gave us to each other. Huh. Oh, no. She's on the loose again. Come back here, you.
I'm on it. You are a fast one, but I got you. You are the wiliest Labradoodle I've ever met. You're supposed to be highly intelligent, easy to train. You know that? I see. You're clearly smart, so you're choosing not to listen? Well, listen up. I've learned the hard way. If you break the rules, you can lose the people closest to you. Yep. Do you have a brother? Of course you do. Let me guess. You were the leader of the puppy pack. Come on back to class. You can run on your own time, all right? Timing is everything.
Oh,
Maybe I dreamed everything.
Good morning, Gracie. Before you leave for school, could we talk about...
Oh, not now, Mom. My head hurts.
Oh, are you sick?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on downstairs. I'll make you some oatmeal.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I can't eat.
Come here. Let me feel your forehead. No temperature, so that's good. Do you want to stay home from school today?
Stay home? No, Mom. I need Lana's help with something.
School projects can wait if you're not feeling well.
I'll be okay. I'll get up and get ready.
Gracie, I'd really like to talk to you. I'm so sorry that we dropped the news of our divorce on you so suddenly.
Mom, I can't talk about that right now. I have to get to school. I have something important to work on.
Oh, well. All right. Can I make you a ginger tea? It'll soothe your stomach.
Oh, no. Ginger tea sounds terrible right now.
Okay. Well, have a good day at school, honey.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, Aunt Michelle.
Morning, Brianna. Would you like some oatmeal for breakfast?
Sure. I'll be down soon. Thank you.
Brianna, did you really tell me that my dad...
Shh! Your mom will hear you.
Oh, right. Brianna, does my dad really have a twin brother? Or did I imagine the whole thing?
I am the worst at keeping secrets.
So, it's true?
Honestly, Gracie, I don't know for sure. I have a fuzzy memory from when I was little.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I overheard my mom and Grandpa Harris talking. My mom told me she had another brother and that I was never to talk about it again.
And?
Well, that's all I remember, and like I said, that memory is fuzzy.
Why do you think this other brother is a twin to my dad?
I don't know. I just sort of always thought of the mystery brother that way.
Did your mom tell you my dad had a twin?
Not that I remember. Gracie, I should never have said anything. It could all just be something I made up in my imagination as a little kid. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna figure it out. Where's my notebook?
Oh no, you look like you have a plan.
I do. First, I get Lana to help. She has mad detective skills.
Oh boy.
Second, I use the classroom computer to search John Harris, long lost twin.
Double oh boy.
Then, I don't know. Lana's the detective.
Gracie, I wish you wouldn't. Don't you think you should talk to your mom?
My mom? But you told me not to.
I mean about the divorce.
I'll see you at school, Brianna.
Okay. Bye.
Gracie, don't forget you said you'd work for me after school, remember?
Oh, sure, Hattie. See you later.
Oh boy, why do I feel like she's already forgotten?
As Gracie and the other students rush into school, Olivia, Jake's sister, finds him in the hallway. She remembered their conversation about Jake's old jacket yesterday.
Chaplain Jake!
Sis! Hello, Mrs. Olson.
Good job, Jake. You remembered. When we're at school, we're professional.
Mrs. Olson, how may I assist you today?
Well, Chaplain Jake, I wanted to give you something, as your sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I couldn't help overhearing you and Meter talking yesterday.
Oh?
You know, Jake, I'm really proud of the work you do here. You're a great brother and chaplain and, well, I want you to have this. Here.
Money? Oh, I can't take your money, Olivia.
Jake, it's old and it needs repairs. It still works, but barely.
Oh, you want me to replace it?
Yes. And I know Reader said he'd help you, but he doesn't have the money until next year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, this'll help. You can replace it now.
But, Olivia...
Listen, I insist. See you, brother.
Okay, bye, Olivia. Oh, this is nice, but it's not enough for a new laptop. Well, if she insists, though, I won't say no.
Hi, Chaplain Jake.
Oh, good morning, Gracie.
Good morning, Chaplain Jake. Morning, Gracie.
Oh, time for class. See ya.
See ya, Jake. Time for class, Gracie.
Yeah. Mrs. Lee, have you seen Lana?
She's right behind you. Come on inside class, girls.
Lana, hey, I have to tell you something.
I know. You didn't call me back last night. Are your parents back together?
What? Oh, no. This is much bigger news.
Okay.
Hi, Lana. Hi, Gracie. Have you seen Chaplain Jake? He's supposed to help me with my Bible class project.
Hi, Kylie. Yeah, he just went that way.
Thanks, girls. I'll try and catch him.
Okay, tell me everything.
You'll need your hat.
This is a case for Detective Lana? Oh boy, just a minute. There it is. Detective Lana, at your service.
Lana, you can't tell anyone about this.
I promise.
My dad has a twin brother.
Really? That's so cool. Why haven't you told me about him before?
That's just it. I had no idea. I just found out yesterday.
Wait, but why would your dad have a secret twin brother?
I don't know, but that's what I need you to help me find out.
Is this true?
I don't know, but I have to find out. I have to know.
What do you have to know?
Oh, Mrs. Lee, I didn't see you there.
Whatever you have to know can wait until after class, right, girls?
Yes, Mrs. Lee.
Yes, Mrs. Lee.
All right, come on inside.
Yes, Mrs. Lee.
Oh, dear. It's going to be another one of Grace's distracted days. I can see it. Lord, please help her. And me.
Will Gracie find answers, or are she and Lana on a pointless search? We'll find out right after this break.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Are you searching for answers to life's toughest questions? Questions like, can I find real happiness? The Voice of Prophecy Bible Guides will help you find the answers you're looking for. Visit BibleStudies.com and choose the free Bible study lessons that fit you best. Choose to study online or have the lessons mailed directly to you. That's BibleStudies.com.
The school day is nearly over, and it hasn't been an easy one for Gracie, or for Mrs. Lee, or for the rest of the class. The day started like this.
Lana, I need to do research on the computer. Will you help me?
Yes, right after...
Lana and Gracie, would you please stop whispering? You're distracting the class.
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
And it continued like this.
Quick, everyone is watching Mrs. Lee do the science experiment.
Now's my chance to do my research.
Type quickly.
John Harris' long-lost twin brother.
Ooh, click on that one.
No, that's not the same John Harris. What should I try next?
Try John Harris. Wait, where did your dad live when he was a kid?
Same place as my Grandpa Harris lives now, I think.
Ooh, type it in.
Hey, there's a story about my Grandpa Harris' shop.
Click on it.
Oh, look.
All the puppies.
Lana, Gracie, please get off the computer and join the rest of us. You're distracting the class.
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
And the school day finished like this.
Logan, throw the ball to me.
Lana, there's no time for games. Can I use your phone? I have to keep researching.
Got it. Held, catch. Apparently, I'm still on detective duty.
Let me use your phone.
Gracie, I don't have a phone. Come on, you know that.
How will I find out?
Come on. Sit down here by the basketball hoops. No one's playing.
I can't sit. I have to...
Sit.
All right, I'm sitting.
Now think, does the Harris family ever have family reunions?
We've had a couple.
Okay, now think, was there ever someone there that you didn't know? Maybe he mysteriously talked to everyone but you and your family?
Not that I remember.
Okay, next. Where does your grandma keep the photo albums at her house?
Oh, my grandma died before Judah was born. I never met her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grandmas are the best.
Yeah. Hey, now that you mention it, I've never seen a photo album at Grandpa Harris's.
Recess is over. Come inside.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, close your eyes and imagine you're walking down the hallway at your Grandpa Harris's house.
Okay, I'm there.
Are there photos on the walls?
No, not that I can remember. There are faded spots in the wallpaper. Lana!
Yep, you got it. Those faded spots are where the pictures used to hang.
Lana, we have to...
Gracie, Lana, recess is over. You're holding up the rest of the class.
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
Girls, I need to see you after school.
Are we in trouble?
I want to talk to you both.
Yes, Mrs. Lee.
Now inside.
We're in trouble.
Don't forget to study for spelling words. The test is on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Mrs. Lee, I'm really sorry.
I know, Lana. Have a seat over here by the bookshelf.
Are we in trouble?
It's all my fault, Mrs. Lee. I asked Lana to help me with something.
Well, Lana is capable of saying no to you, right, Lana?
Well, I could say no, but this is super important.
Well, whatever you two are working on, you distracted the rest of the class. All day.
Sorry, Mrs. Lee.
I know you don't mean to cause trouble. You two are usually two of my best students.
Only you knew how...
Lana, don't say anything.
Look, you don't have to tell me what's going on. But may I share something with you?
Sure.
Distractions come in all shapes and sizes. We all get distracted.
Even you, Mrs. Lee?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I found a proverb that helped me with that. Here, let me see. There's a Bible. It's Proverbs 4 and verse 25.
What does it say?
Well, the Proverbs are full of really good advice. Here's what this one says. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you.
Eyelids?
I get it. Don't let your eyes be all distracted by everything on either side of you. Look straight ahead.
Yes, and focus on what is important.
Mrs. Lee, my family is really important to me.
Oh, I know, Gracie. Mine is important to me, too. But when I'm at work, I have to focus on you, my students.
But what if there was an emergency with Brody and Natalia? Would you be distracted then?
Of course, if it were an emergency. Do you have a family emergency, either of you?
Sort of.
No emergency, Mrs. Lee. I'm sorry. I'll do better next week.
All right, girls. Now, could you both please clean the whiteboard for me before you leave? I have to make a phone call.
Yes, Mrs. Lee.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. It's me, Amanda.
Hi.
Gracie had a bad day at school today.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing. She's been very distracted. She and Lana seem to be trying to solve a mystery of some kind.
I see. Well, yesterday John and I told Gracie that we're getting divorced.
So this mystery might be a distraction.
Exactly. Gracie doesn't want to talk about the divorce. It sounds like she's distracting herself with something else, either real or imagined.
All right. I'll let you know how things go next week. Take care of yourself this weekend, Michelle.
Thanks, Amanda. You too.
Is Gracie and Lana's mystery imagined or real? I don't know, but Gracie comes up with a way to find out right after this.
Do you listen to Discovery Mountain every night before bed? Well, if you can't fall asleep without us, even if you're camping, the audio CD sets might be the solution. Find them at discoverymountain.com/store.
There's a new club coming this summer. It's the Discovery Mountain Club with programs like Jake's Take, an oddcast you can trust, and Writer's Cut, hosted by me, Miss Jean. Learn more at discoverymountain.com/club.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Let's go back inside the school and check on Gracie and Lana and, oh, here's Jake. He seems to have a new toy.
Oh, this is so cool. I've always wanted one.
Jake, watch where you're going. You almost walked right into me.
Oh, sorry, Olivia. I was distracted by my new watch.
Your new watch?
Yeah, look. It's got a calculator built right in. And you push this button, see? And it tells you the day of the week.
I see.
And you push this one and listen. See? An alarm.
I see. Jake, did you buy this watch today?
Yeah, Mr. Simon got them in at Trekkers last week, and I've been wanting one ever since.
Did you use the money I gave you to replace that old thing on a watch?
Well, part of it, Olivia.
Jake, I can't believe you.
Olivia, keep your voice down, remember? Professional.
Oh, don't you professional me. Jake, that money was to help you.
I know, but I tried to tell you. Reader will get me one next year, but you insisted.
You need a new one now. You shouldn't have to have the school buy your... You know what? Fine. You're right. I did insist.
I mean, I appreciate the thought, but your gift wasn't nearly enough for a new
one. Oh, so I wasn't generous enough?
Olivia, I didn't mean that. I'll return the watch.
You do what you want, Jake. I have some math quizzes to grade.
Jake, is everything all right? Olivia doesn't look happy.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Reader. I'll see you tomorrow. I've got to return something at Trekker's.
All right. Bye, Jake. Hi, Mrs. Lee.
Oh, hi, Reader. Come on in.
Thank you. Ah, Gracie, you're still here?
Hi, Reader.
Oh, no. Mrs. Lee, you sending us to the principal's office?
No, Lana. It's all right.
No one's in trouble. Well, at least not for me. Gracie, Hattie called me from the cafe.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I wish my parents would just get me a phone.
Well, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Hattie asked me to remind you that you promised to cover the cash register at the cafe today. And you're late.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot. Thanks, Reader. I'd better go.
I'll finish the whiteboards if that's okay, Mrs. Lee.
Sure.
Thanks. Bye.
Gracie, wait. Hugh, take my hat.
Really?
Yep, you have some detective work to do. Call him as soon as you can.
Oh, I will. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Gracie.
Mrs. Lee, is Gracie all right?
She's more than a little distracted.
I see.
It should pass over the weekend.
Well, I hope you're right.
Me too.
Are you wondering who Gracie plans to call? Let's find out.
Here you go. Nice and easy back into your cage. That's it. I can't let you fly around the shop all day, now can I? You'll escape on me one of these days. Oh, that's for me. Hello, Harris and Son Pet Shop. How may I help you?
Grandpa Harris, it's me, Gracie.
Gracie, what a nice surprise. How are you, sweetie? Visit me? Well, of course. I don't see why not. If it's all right with your parents, of course.
Yay! And can Brianna come too?
Both of my granddaughters visiting me on the same weekend? Well, I can't think of anything better.
I'd hope you say that. I'll talk to Mom and Dad tonight.
Is your dad still with you there in Discovery Mountain, Gracie?
Yep.
I see. Well, you let me know your plans. Can't wait to see you.
I will. Bye, Grandpa.
Bye, sweetie. I'll be.
Hi there, Mr. Harris.
Hello there. I've got more of the straw bedding for the hamster cages in right over here.
Oh, thanks. You remembered.
Sure did. Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, say, is the sign on the front door true?
The for sale sign? I'm afraid so.
You're considering selling?
I don't have a choice. Now, unless you're interested in buying one pet shop in addition to your bag of straw bedding, let's just leave it at that, okay?
Sure, Mr. Harris.
Meanwhile, back in Discovery Mountain at the cafe, Gracie shared her plan.
Brianna, there you are.
Yeah, I'm cleaning tables like your mom asked. Why?
Pack your suitcase.
What?
We're going to Grandpa Harris's this weekend.
Gracie, what did you do?
I put on Lana's detective hat.
Oh no, what have I done?
Well, Director Doug, it sounds like Gracie has a plan.
Yeah, a plan to find out if the family secret is real or imaginary.
Could John Harris really have a twin? That would be a huge secret.
It sure would. There's someone at home who might know more about it if he does have a twin.
Well, Gracie doesn't want to talk to her parents about it.
But Judah might know something.
Oh, that's true. Gracie sure was distracted today. She probably didn't even think about asking her brother.
She sure was. You know, distractions can be frustrating.
That's true. You know, I sometimes get distracted like Gracie did today, and other days I feel like Mrs. Lee.
Where everyone else is distracting you? I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I really like the verse that Mrs. Lee shared. No matter our circumstances, like even when we're worried about our family and the future, distractions don't solve anything. Staying focused on what's in front of us is the better answer.
Right. And how did the verse say it? Let me look it up for us.
Oh, good idea. You know, I hope that Gracie talks to her mom and dad about their divorce. The long-lost twin brother? That could just be a distraction, as Miss Michelle said.
True. Hey, here I found the verse. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you.
Your eyelids look right before you. That's a pretty good description of not being distracted. I really like that.
Me too. I'll remember that the next time I'm editing a Discovery Mountain episode.
And I'll remember it the next time I'm writing a script. Distractions can be tempting when we don't want to think about difficult things.
Like your parents getting divorced or other tough family situations.
Exactly. And distractions can come in many forms. Scrolling through social media mindlessly, playing video games, spending money, or even eating a box of chocolates.
People of all ages can struggle with this. Things like gambling and smoking can start as distractions and lead to unhealthy addictions.
Mm-hmm. But God has a better plan for us. As difficult as things can be, we'll be happier in the long run if we face the difficulty instead of distracting ourselves from it.
But that's not always easy.
It's true.
So, Miss Jean, when are we going to learn more about the other part of the story?
About Jake and Olivia?
No, I think I have that figured out. Olivia gave Jake the money to buy a jacket, but...
But Jake thinks she gave it to him for a new laptop. You've got it.
I hope that they figure out their mistakes soon. No, I'm wondering about Evan and Rachel.
Oh, the couple running the dog training business. Well, we'll start to put the pieces together on their story next time.
Well, that's not much of a hint for our listeners.
Okay. Here's a little more of a hint, Director Doug. You know our Bible story for this season.
Yeah, Jacob and Esau, twin brothers who had a big disagreement and didn't see each other for 20 years.
Right. And the whole family was involved in their disagreement. That's enough of a hint for now.
Fair enough. Well, you at home, join us again next time for episode 3 of Keep Watch. See you then.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Distraction was written by Jean Boonstra, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbi. Recorded in Loveland, Colorado at the Voice of Prophecy Studios and in Bowmanville, Ontario. Featuring Celeste Rodriguez as Gracie and Clara Goodman as Detective Lana.